Welcome back to another episode of Let's Commiserate. I'm your host, Dave.
And I'm your other host, Sam.
And we're happy to have you, first of all.
The last time we talked, it was Fallelujah. And now here we are in the dead of winter.
I tell you what, that winter is dead out
there. I didn't get around to posting that episode until like yesterday, I think it was.
It was a late episode.
I was like, this is going to be very confusing for anybody listening at the end of December when I'm talking about how beautiful fall is right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, life just gets
in the way.
It was
nice. And honestly, I went back and listened to it and I was like, first of all, the audio quality was off.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, again, why I'm happy we're going to have a dedicated room.
Second, okay. I was also listening to it and I was like, oh, and they were, I think you were talking about like the last weekend is September, the end of summer. I was like, man, this feels like years ago.
And if you think about it, it was years ago because here we are on January 1st, 2026. Yeah, this winter in particular.
It's been a long winter.
The bitter cold has definitely...
Thankfully, we've actually had some snow in the New York area. Whereas last year, it was nothing but brown, that ugly winter brown.
This year, at least, we
get a little bit of snow.
My thing is that I've learned about myself, I like the cold, I don't like snow. Maybe it's because shoveling is more backbreaking for me now, and we have a huge driveway.
You are shoveling.
Yeah, and so it does get irritating. Today we got a dusting, and I looked out the window this morning, and I was like, I'm not shoveling that. It's going to melt. And sure thing, sure enough, by mid-morning, most...
That was a gamble. That was
melted away. I was like, no, I know snow. You're fake. You're like, you know, when fake, you know, like some snow. Ski resorts, they'll produce snow if there's not enough. That's what this felt like. And
it almost seemed like a joke. Like I remember hearing at our complex, they have like snow shoveling companies and stuff and they get rid of all of it. And you're just like, you hear the machines going and you're like, did it? I don't remember reading anything in the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
Did it snow? And then you go outside and you're like, all right, it's literally like the powdered sugar on top of a dessert. You're like, that's not enough to warrant.
Over the weekend, we got 7 inches here. And it was like
a lot.
Yeah. And it was like the wet, heavy stuff too. And
nice.
Normally, I would have procrastinated shoveling for as long as I possibly could. But we had family coming in that afternoon. So I was like, I gotta go do it. But you know, you feel accomplished. We were happy. I'm trying to just go through what has happened in the well over 2 months since our last big recording. Samantha and I, we did our Italy trip.
How did that go? You went to
Lake Como.
Lake
Como. Now, if you've followed our podcast for a while and you know that we are huge Star Wars fans, this was a big geek out moment for me.
Why, Sam? Why was that a big geek out moment?
Well, when we were looking like, all right, can we do a trip? And if we can, where would we go? Lake Como is really a win-win for Star Wars fan husband and your wife, because not only do you, as a Star Wars fan, get to go to a location where they filmed Naboo scenes, particularly Episode 2, Attack of the Clones, but your wife is also going to realize that it is a beautiful, breathtaking location.
Win-win.
And yes.
You're happy as a geek.
Yeah.
She's happy as a wife.
Yeah.
Perfect win.
But it's going to be a hard trip to top going forward, we said, because the hotel we got, I had been in communication with them leading up to the trip, and they said, hey, we can upgrade you to a lakefront room. Right now you have a courtyard room for a ridiculous upcharge each night. And I said, oh, we can't do that, but we're excited. It is our anniversary. 1 year, we are excited because it's our anniversary. We're coming to Lake Como for our anniversary. And I think they're like, okay, we get it. Yeah. I was like, you get what? That it's our anniversary. And when we went to check in, because this hotel was right on the lake, as a surprise, they had already upgraded us for free to a lakefront room. And decorated the room. They wrote us an anniversary card from the staff. And man, I will never get over it. Like, they delivered breakfast on a platter to our room each morning. And, Italian cappuccino, everything you could think of. and just having breakfast on the little balcony of the room facing the lake, like, it was just,
that's breathtaking.
I think I had told you, it felt like at the end of a heist film, where, you know, the mastermind gets away with the winnings. Like, they're showing what everybody did with their share of the winnings, and it's like, you know, oh, I went to Italy, and, you know, I've got my wife with me.
This is your end of a heist movie. This is how I'm
supposed. Very satisfying. And it did rain a bit while we were there. That was out of our control, so we couldn't have that setting every morning. But we did go tour. I know I'm going to mispronounce it if I try, so I'm not going to bother. But the villa where they filmed Anakin and Padme's scenes in episode 2.
It's a beautiful property.
Yeah, and this was so satisfying as a fan because, and they show you, you know, they point you directly like, all right, this is the spot where they filmed the I don't like sand monologue.
They had, and I would assume, I would assume that a lot of people that go there,
they had like
just architectural fans.
Yeah, they had pictures on display showing like the side by side, like, all right, what it looks like and how it looked like in Star Wars. And it's also, they filmed a couple scenes from Casino Royale at the same villa too. And so I told
Samantha, a very good movie.
Yeah. So I told Samantha, I'm like, all I really want to do is just film a reenactment of the I don't like sand.
You and every other man.
Yeah, I was like, I know I'm not alone in that. Okay, I know I'm not unique, but like, please just give me this. And my thing is, out in public, I shy away more than you would think. And so there's like people around.
We filmed National Treasure reenactments at the feet of Abraham Lincoln.
But if you go back and watch that, I'm more soft-spoken than I normally am. And I hate the thought of inconveniencing people in public. And so it was hard because there were like a bunch of people around us.
Can we just take a moment and respect that? Like, because I feel especially in this TikTok generation, like a lot of people are mad if the world does not bend to their camera.
Yes.
So the fact that you're at least aware and respectful of others,
well, so we tried
trying to film your...
Yeah, we tried filming one take of it, and I'm self-conscious because there's people around, so I'm kind of like mumbling dialogue. I'm not giving it my all. And Samantha was like, come on, like, go for it. Like, what are you doing? Yep. And I was like, I don't know, I feel weird. I was like, let's just go. And we walked away.
Somebody got self-conscious.
And she was genuinely annoyed with me. She was like, why do you care? Like, what
rightfully
do they think?
Rightfully so.
And I was like, I just feel bad. And
this is why wives are awesome.
Yeah.
Because they make you blossom.
Yeah. And so then we walked back around, and by the time we came back to the area, there was nobody there. I was like, all right, this is our chance. Let's go. And even while we were filming it, I saw people out the corner of my eye coming up. I was like, nope, commit. And we filmed it from one angle, and she was like, are you okay with that? And in my deepest of hearts, I was like, I don't like it. I was like, we have to do it one more time. Yep. We have to.
Yep.
And I was like, whatever you do, just don't break. I was like, because I'm just going to stare into your soul at the end of it. Like, here, everything is soft and smooth. But we did it, and we got the shot.
Did you have a tripod? Did you take a tripod?
Oh, no, we did not. No, we did not. I meant to. Because getting to this villa is actually a major pain.
Why?
Where you park, there's no like direct parking on the property. You have to hike to get there, and it's hilly and very up and down. And so we were winded by the end of it. I wasn't expecting that, but it was worth it. And so we got the shot. It completely bombed on TikTok. Everything, I think, is going to succeed on TikTok does not, but I still regret nothing. But what was beautiful to see was the other guys in line waiting to film the same scene
There were stanchions. There was a whole,
because they also pinpoint you to the spot where like Anakin is like meditating in the morning, and he's like, "Asama, mother."
You're like, weird dream, but okay.
And so I did his same poses from that scene.
Those photos were pretty entertaining.
And then, so we walked away, we got the shot. We come back to that area,
And there's another guy having his wife take pictures of him doing the same thing. And my wife was about to walk through them doing the shot. Like, no. I stopped her and I was like, no, let him have this. He needs this. And she's like, okay. And the guy looked over at me and he's like,
and I was like, it's the guy not.
I was like, we're a brotherhood. It was so great. I was like, I'm happy that you're getting your moment. I got my moment. So it was a great
show. That's no words needed said.
No words.
Yeah. That's now that
I followed him on Instagram. And
that's the Star Wars community that I do love.
Yes.
The Star Wars community that hates on Rian Johnson's The Last Jedi, I also support, but for different reasons.
Yeah.
This is our legacy.
This is what we came here for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, let you get your photos without people. And I love the whole Gemini and Copilot. They're all like, we can edit people out of pictures. And you're like, Copilot, take all these people out of this picture.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, that's not the point.
No.
The point is me in this scene, in this moment. And I'm glad you were able to give it to him.
I was like, no, go get the moment. Get the moment. And do the bundle packages if you're going to Europe. That's where it's at.
The bundle.
Yeah, like bundle flight and hotel.
Oh, okay. That, like through Kayak or through...
Expedia.
Expedia.
That's what I recommend.
Yep. Sponsor us.
please sponsor us.
Expedia. Yeah. This is not a paid app. Yeah. This is not. But it could be.
Yeah. How has the winter treated you?
Oh, the winter has been... it's been good. It's been good. I'm trying to think. So we moved last week, but the week before, I had a weekend. I was able to work out a nice little cabin getaway for Jen.
Oh, yes, yes.
We had like 4 days in a nice little cabin over in Port Jervis. Pretty bare bones, but it was like in the middle of the woods, super private. And the morning of, I was like, man, that doesn't feel...
No!
It doesn't feel right. I was like, let me take a lemon drop. Let me take a, you know,
ginger
drink
shot or something.
I had a bunch of work meetings, got through it all, got home. And I was like, hey, Jesse, let's just go. So we packed up, we threw everything in the car.
That's right. Because you got me sick.
No. Okay. We saw Wake Up Dead Man.
Dude. Yep.
Okay. So I was like, no, there's no way. I was like, Sam, I know we can only watch like 20 minutes of this movie and then I got to go home and pack, literally. So we threw everything in the car. Note to self, I don't travel light.
No.
Because it's like, you just think you're like, all right,
you're going to a bare bone cabin. Yeah.
What do I need? I need a lighter. I need a cooler. I need food. I need,
I need a dead deer.
I need like all of this stuff. So I took all of my camping equipment, all of my but it's also like civilized camping. So like you need,
it's a cabin,
pajamas. I'm like, I'm not going to need pajamas if I'm like legitimately camping.
I don't need pajamas. I need a onesie.
Like a flannel. And we packed like blankets and what, and there was no running. It was literally just a cabin. There was a bathroom,
facility,
like half a mile facility, water and stuff about half a mile away. Anyway. So we get there. And the next morning, I'm just like full-blown cold.
Yeah.
So we still had a great time.
That's good.
We just watched movies. We went out to Port Jervis. We went out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I just sat at home and drank tea most of the time.
Yeah.
We packed up Monday. We went home. And then I was sick for another 5 days.
This flu lingers.
It was. That's been going on. This, and I don't even know, like it started as a cold and ended as a flu.
Well, so I had just gotten over being sick myself.
Sorry.
Oh, because I got sick like during the tail end of our Italy trip.
Okay, don't blame me for that. You were in Italy.
No. I got sick 3 times in a 2-month time span. And so I had just gotten over being sick myself. And while I'm on my way to watch Wake Up Dead Man with you, or like just before I left, You said, by the way, I think I'm coming down with the flu. I was like, don't touch me. Don't
I did tell you. Me, I told you. I warned you.
And so, like, we only watched the first, like, third of the movie, and I'm staying as far away from you as possible.
I wasn't breathing.
Then he goes to dab me up at the end and give me a bro hug. I'm like, don't. And then you forced it on me.
I was like,
no, get off me. Get off me. And then it was, like, 36 hours later.
Yep.
I was like, oh, no. And it was pure misery. And,
you know, to be fair, my entire office, like all my friends got sick too that week. So it's contagious.
But I slept horribly every night. Like I didn't get a full night's sleep at all. But I got to experience, my wife is half Nigerian, and I got to experience, she was like, you got to understand, I grew up with like, you know, Nigerian father who was like, sick, you are not sick. It's like, and so she would ask me like every half hour, like, are you feeling better? Are you feeling better? And I was like, I know guys can be very dramatic when we get sick, but you know, just give us this. Just give us this.
To be fair, guys are the worst patients.
I was like, just
they milk it.
I was like, hard. Could you just let me feel sick? I was like, I promise it's not gonna last. But she was just pumping me full of ginger,
of course,
and everything you can think of, and
made myself like a big batch of. It was right after that. I was starting to feel better. I was like, all right. Jess, I'm going to the store. I'm getting all the ingredients for fire cider. And she was like, what? And basically, so you take apple cider vinegar and you steep it in like cilantro and cinnamon and ginger and oranges and lemon and just...
You recite a poem and
you stir it in with a couple of, you know, lizard's hearts. And, just kidding. No, it's like this super... Look it up. It's like this homeopathic... Okay. And you just make this liquid elixir of basically apple cider vinegar and every other health food that you can put in a
bottle. That's what Samantha would make, similar.
It is, I mean, it's nasty.
Yeah.
It is, but it tastes like health food.
Okay.
And you can mix it with a water or put it on a salad or whatever you want. Like it's, but like after a couple of shots of that, I was like, I'm feeling better. I can breathe again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go to work for an hour and then come home and see how I feel, you know.
Yeah, it was after it passed, Samantha and I were just talking about, all right, we got to reset. And that is why starting January 5th, we are doing Whole 30.
Oof.
Now, think dry January, but worse. Because you give up.
The thing is, Whole 30 is completely different. So Jesse and I, we're going to be doing a dry January.
Yeah.
But I feel bad for, because Whole 30, you lose...
So it's everything. It's no grains, no legumes, no dairy, no added sugar, no alcohol.
Honestly, the sugars is the killer. Because
there's added sugar in everything.
There's added sugar.
But thankfully, so I've been doing Whole 30. I've done it four times since 2017 or 2018. It has gotten easier in that there's more availability for Whole 30 compatible products in stores now than there was 9 years ago. It's still not fun, but
the industry has gotten more aware of like gluten-free and dairy-free products, but it's still torture.
But for the most part, Samantha, like, she cooks a lot of meals that are already Whole 30 compatible. Like, she doesn't add sugar to a lot of stuff. Like, we eat a lot of meat and veggies, and that's basically what you eat on Whole 30.
You're gonna be eating chicken breast and salad.
Yeah, that's like, basically, it's just the snacking that you got to look out for, because sugar is snuck into so many snacks.
Can we do popcorn? Starch. No, it's not. It's a
because it's, any grain. Yeah. Even like, you know, oatmeal is
technically
a pretty good breakfast, but it's a grain. You can't do it on Whole 30. And Whole 30, like, the reasoning is that it's not that any of those foods are bad. They're just known to cause issues for a lot of people. So you eliminate those things for 30 days. Gradually reintroduce them one at a time to see how they affect you. I'm not going to do a big reintroduction because I've done Whole 30 four times. I know what foods are not, you know, good for my body. But she's curious to see how it does for her. So we've been prepping, and it's gotten easier. Like, we have an Instant Pot. I have never used an Instant Pot in my life. I've been terrified of them.
Instant Pots are awesome.
I've been terrified of them. We only used it for the first, because I don't want to explode. Is that so wrong?
What is this? The Boston Marathon?
Is that so wrong?
It's not a bad thing.
So
it's a great...
Neither of us had used it before. We got... It was on our registry. And so we used it for the first time.
You've been married a year. Have you not used it yet?
It's one of those things that
whoever bought it for you.
I know who bought it. Jared, Ashley, thank you. We finally used it. But it was...
Oh, my God.
But we were like... Because we've just never been sure about Instant Pot. You hear these horror stories and, you know. But...
Just don't be stupid. Be careful.
Yes. And so we used it for the first time. We were like, let's... We start Whole30 next week, so let's make a Whole30 recipe tonight. Okay. And so we did it last night. Threw everything in.
Yep.
And yeah, it's just the steam that's like, oh, okay, no.
Okay, to be fair, when you hit the release and it go, you know, okay.
However,
it's a bit terrifying.
I've got to check your cooking times because I followed directions to a T and it didn't. I'm like eating my chicken, pick it up and see that it's raw. I had already taken a bite.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's throw this
back
in.
Did you put it in like frozen?
No, I did not.
To be thawed?
No, I did not.
Okay, you can follow the...
I follow directions.
Okay,
well. And so I'm like, let's just be mindful
as
we go. So it's going to be an interesting month, folks.
Exciting
stuff. Dry January, Whole30.
Hopefully we're going to get another episode to you for the end of the month.
We should, and by that time, we'll be like, it's day 26. The days are long.
I'm drinking nothing but water and Gatorade. Actually, no, that's added sugar.
You can't have it.
Oh, that's sad.
Anyway.
Bad stuff.
We've got something intriguing in store for this episode. No movie review. It's kind of nice not having to worry about doing a full movie review this episode.
If you were here for a movie review, just move on.
Yeah. But let's take a quick little break. And when we come back, we're going to get down to business. Hi, folks. We're back. So what we have in store for you today, I'm just going to move your mug out of the way here.
Okay.
You might remember, Dave, I sent you a reel.
Oh, God. We are doing this.
You are making me do this. No. It's not what you think. I sent you a reel that had come across my page of like, 10 questions you should ask your best friend. And they were very bizarre.
They were a little random.
They were very much like, what are your hopes and dreams for me in 2026 and stuff? And I was like, a lot of people on Instagram eat it right up. They're like, I'm definitely going to ask my best friend these questions.
What scares me is people that know the answer to those questions immediately.
Yeah,
that actually scares me. It's not the question, because I'm like, okay, that's an intriguing question. You got to put some thought to it. But people that are like, oh, I know exactly what to say or who to send this to.
We're not going to actually discuss these questions, but I just want to read it.
Please. Because it is a little funny.
I sent it to Dave. I was like, it would be funny if we just asked each other these questions on the podcast. But because the caption for this was, the deepest friendships start with honest reflection. That's not how this friendship started. Before 2025 ends, answer these 10 questions with your best friend.
We've already failed. It's true.
What was a conversation we had this year that stayed with you? Why? I think any podcast episode.
Pretty much.
I mean, it literally stayed with you. What strength did you see in me this year that I don't see in myself? I'm mocking it because maybe we're just afraid to answer these questions, okay? But I can admit that. I don't understand this one. Is there any heaviness between us that you want to leave behind?
Heavy, like weight?
I don't know.
Like tension? Like,
this one is intense. How did our friendship influence you in 2025? Be specific.
Why is it so threatening?
Yeah. What's a fear about your future that you rarely talk about? What big goal or dream do you want me to hold you accountable to?
Ooh.
What do you think I understand about you that most people don't? What can I understand better?
Is that like a sub-question or a separate?
Yeah, it's a sub-question.
Okay.
What difficult topic should we get better at discussing? You don't ask guys that question. We're not going to answer that.
They would never answer it, at least in public.
What signs should I look for that mean you're not okay even if you say you are? When do you feel...
If I say Sam, I'm not okay.
Oh, okay. I think that's a pretty good sign. When do you feel most connected to me? And when do you feel the least? Why?
That's an aggressive...
That's very aggressive. Dude. So, yeah, we're not going to do that. However, I did like the idea of just... I was like, I wouldn't do that if they were just...
the most off the wall questions and if they were catered to us and even, you know, our murder mystery
brand. I support this. Okay.
So I scoured the web and I've got 20 questions.
Oh, is that the good word of the episode?
Scoured.
Scoured.
Yeah.
Look it up. Scoured. Hang on while I'm...
All I can think of is Brillo pads. Like, to scour a pan.
Scour.
Scoured. Past tense of the word scour.
Okay, scour the internet means to search it very thoroughly, carefully, and extensively across many websites and platforms to find specific information.
Scour.
To search the internet.
Yes. So
I like it.
I did that, compiled 20 questions, 20 added it.
20 questions.
Well, we will each ask
okay.
10.
Okay.
And you know, a couple of them are ones that I came up with myself.
Nice.
So you're scouring the internet.
And then, 20 questions I wrote.
And my brain. So this is a draw it out of a hat app.
Okay, so you uploaded the 20 questions.
I did.
To, okay, mm-hmm. Okay, I like it.
And so,
wow,
you're gonna notice.
I love this. This feels like a surprise party.
Yeah, it's technically names out of a hat, so it capitalized each word, thinking that it's a middle or last name. So don't pay attention to that.
The app is like, wow, yeah, it's a really long name.
Well, because I was like, I do. Okay, I mentioned it in an earlier podcast, the variety actors on actors videos.
Yeah,
have you seen those? And I can't stand them on one hand because they put two actors in a room and it's basically like, you're so great. No, you're so great. No, wait, I am so great. Like, no, you were so great in that movie. No, you were so great in that movie. Unfortunately, I eat it right up and I do watch them. I do.
Why would you
do that? Or I like when they do, I don't know if it's Variety or Vanity Fair, where they do two actors and they hook them up to lie detectors.
I think that's Vanity Fair.
Is it Vanity? Yeah. I do enjoy those too.
Okay, so those are entertaining though. Yeah.
So this is about as close as we can get.
Let's do this.
Now,
I'm very excited.
Let's choose. All right, so you tap the screen. You can go first, and you will ask.
I'm a little scared.
You will ask me the first question.
Okay, selected. 0 out of 20. Tap screen. You and I are in several group chats together. Can't you hear this? Okay, you and I, Sam and I, are in several group chats together. Out of those chats, are there any sub chats that I would be surprised to learn I am not a part of?
Now, I've had a bit of an advantage because I've so I've been able to think of an idea of some responses. And, now, that is a very good question.
Now, this is a loaded question because we have had...
there is a history.
There's multiple occasions where our group circles have found out about the sub chat.
Well, so currently...
As of right now.
Currently, I don't think so because I feel like most of the group chats...
Yeah.
They're
Sprung Brock.
They're Sprung Brock.
There's Gaslighters.
There's the unconventional chat.
There's unconventional chat. If you know, you know.
If you know, you really know. But I feel like most of, like, we're in a lot of three-person chats where it's, like, us and one other person. So I guess the only alternative would be I have a DM with that person.
Do you talk to other people?
Sometimes.
Directly?
Sometimes I text your brother directly. That's the honest answer I could give. Yeah.
The thing is, like, I don't think we... I don't know. Like, I know people that are in multiple group chats where there's, like, 20 or 30 people.
I can't do those.
You know. That's too much. Because at the end of the day, you go and you open the chat and there's, like, 200 messages. Mm-hmm. And I don't have time to read all that.
Well, so the lore here... was we had a very strong group chat of four of us guys and with our friends Tyler and Darius. Hey guys. And they, you know, anytime there's especially four people in a chat, there's bound to be some sub chats that are created. And so in that chat, within that chat, there was one between you, me, and Darius. We also had one between you, me, and Tyler, and they each had their own respective names. And so one night, you, me, and Darius, three of the four, were hanging out. I don't know if I've told this story on the podcast.
I can confirm you have never shared this story.
This is one of my favorite stories of all time.
This is a good story, though.
So one night, you, me, and Darius were hanging out, and Darius, love him to death, is nosy as all get out. So we're like watching a movie or something.
He's very friend jealous. Like he truly believes that he is the best friend of everyone.
But you know what I respect about Darius?
Which is endearing.
What I respect about it is he will vocalize the things that a lot of friends are afraid to say, like, hey, you guys hung out without me. I don't like that, you know? And so he takes Dave's phone and he's looking through it. And to our shock and horror, Darius discovers the group chat that we have without him, with you, me, and Ty.
Three of us minus him.
And Darius is like, I remember seeing his jaw go on the floor. He's like, what? How could you? And we said, Darius, come on. And he's like, I only have one question. Do you use it to talk about me? And we were like, no, of course. That's preposterous. Like,
why would that be your first thought? Why would that be your first? Yes, Darius, of course we use it to talk about you.
But it gets even better, because in that moment, Darius then goes.
Because Darius, in a height of betrayal, yeah, turns with daggers in his eyes.
He will retaliate. He goes, oh, you think that's so funny, Dave? Well, guess what? And I remember being like, Darius, no. And he shows.
You were full of panic. You were just,
you were just shock and awe. And so then Darius shows Dave on his phone the group chat that Darius and Tyler and I had without Dave, which was literally named a group chat without Dave. I remember you looked at me and I had never seen you looked so betrayed. Dave literally looked at me like, and I said, I can explain.
It felt like a scene out of a movie. It was just the fact that the chat, because you're like, you see the chat and you see the members and you're like, Sam, yeah, Tyler, Darius, add new member. And then the chat name was the chat.
A group chat without Dave.
Dave.
I should text that chat. It's been years since we actually used it.
I mean, how would you feel if you found out there was a group chat that was literally there only to slight you?
But then it was in that moment that you both put it together that
you're like, wait,
all of the sub chats were created by me. All of the subchats were created by me. They're like, wait, Sam, it was you all along.
What kind of nefarious.
I felt like Palpatine in that moment. I was like, it was I who created the chats. But I also said, I was like, but you guys must have a chat without me. And at the time, you guys didn't.
The room went quiet and we looked at each other and we said, like we locked eyes with each other. We were all.
I was like, you don't have a chat without me?
A chat without Sam.
And I said, you guys can make a chat without me if you want. And they said, well, it's no fun if you know about it.
Because at that point, it's not about, like, what are we supposed to do in that chat?
It's only fun. It's only fun if the person who's not in the chat doesn't know about it. But so I guess that would be my question to you. Did you end up making a chat without me?
I'm trying to think, are there any other chats? Now, to be fair, there is a chat, but I had it without you. The unconventional chat.
Oh.
We have another one called the one brain cell.
I think
that's the three of us, but we've had that for years. I think we had that before the unconventional.
I understand.
So that's the only one. And of course, like the Sprong Brock, but I mean,
Sprong Brock is me, Dave, and his siblings. So it's understandable.
We have a chat called Children of the Candy Corn. we've had that for, I mean, years.
I would, yeah. But that chat has changed names a lot, right? Like, didn't Michael have it be, like, the Blink-182 song?
So, fun fact, like, during, we had this chat, and it was the I forget how we got, I think it was because of, Wreck-It Ralph. There was a bit where he talks about the Children of the Candy Corn. We made the chat, and then my little brother, we were talking somehow, and it was like, well, do chat names have a text
limit?
A character limit. So it was like, well, most chats are like, okay, 128 characters. That's a standard, computing. I was like, and he was like, let me check. And the next thing we know, it was like, Michael has changed the chat name to the Children of the Candy Corn singing,
Where Are You?
With the entire lyrics from the Blink 182 song.
I Miss You.
Which is great because, like, if I have my headphones
in. Angel of my nightmare,
Where Siri is like, you have received one new message from Children of the Candy Corn singing, hello there, where are you? Or, and it proceeds to say the entire lyrics from the song. And sometimes I'll just kind of sit there quietly and let it read
the entire lyrics.
And it is somehow therapeutic.
Yeah.
And then it'll get to the end and be like, from Michael, lol. That's great. Okay, yeah. So are there any other... Not really.
No.
Not really.
That was a great first question.
I think we're out of time. All right, well, for the next show.
Okay, my turn.
All right, next question.
Let me look.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, tap screen to draw name. Oh, Dave, what is the most frustrating part of writing murder mystery games with me?
Ooh, okay. I don't want to just like sit here silently. I'm trying to think through because like when we wrote Betancourt, we wrote La Fontaine.
Yeah, the Ski Lodge.
We wrote the Ski Lodge.
The wine tasting.
You know, I don't have any bad memories about any of those. I know there were a couple of times where we got frustrated, not with each other, but with the mystery itself. We're like, but that doesn't make sense. Like who? And normally we would just say, okay, let's just put this aside. Like we would bang our heads on it for a while, whether it was like a character or a plot device, like avoiding plot devices. Cause we're like, we can't force this. It has to be natural. There were a couple of times when I think the first, okay, one of the few times I do remember getting frustrated with you was, I forget which mystery we were working on, but it was right when the AI boom was coming.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, Sam, let's just use AI. Let's just get a ChatGPT. Let's just ask it, like, hey, make us a character. Write this mystery. I was like, dude, do you know how much money we can make for just dumb, simple work? We just plug in, like, hey, write me a mystery. Write me a character. And we can plug and play dozens of these. And you said, no. Absolutely not. We are not using AI for anything.
Yeah.
And it took me a while. I did come around, but I remember there was a good month or two that I was like, this fool.
You're like, look at what we could do.
Like the financial benefits versus the creative ethic. Yeah. And by the end of it, I was like, no. The thing is, like AI does a great job at summing up,
consolidating
information, keeping it concise. Because it's feeding off all the other information that it's learned from the web. But when it comes to creative thought,
yes,
which you and I both know, writing is literally just thinking.
My thing was, I've had several people tell me, imagine if you just had AI write all of your mysteries, you could churn out more games faster, add more games to your library, add more games to your shop, get more sales, make more money. My thing was, I just love writing, and that was one of the big reasons I started doing it in the first place. Even like our earliest game, the character profiles would be like 3 pages long. You would tell me like, this is like, really long, dude.
Nobody's gonna read this.
And you'd be like, this is really long.
And I'm had it on like 8-point font.
I'd be like, it's all necessary information. Like,
no, well, it was kind of easy to know the murderer had like 4 pages of dialogue, and the side characters had like 2 sentences.
But what gets me to... because my answer to that question would be when it comes to your writing, your grammar frustrates me.
Yeah, my grammar frustrates me.
That's all. Fine. But what gets me is we recently got a 2-star review on one of our games saying, I'm going to read it.
You read this.
Of course I read this. Because I take pride in our work.
No, we're not bashing this user.
I'm not bashing it. Normally, I would not even care because for the most, like we get great feedback and wonderful reviews overall. We've got 4.6 average rating reviews right now based on like 40 reviews. This one, 2 stars, definitely some typos in this kit, and I think it was largely generated by AI. My thing is, wouldn't the presence of typos prove to you that it wasn't generated by AI?
ChatGPT, make sure to spelling errors so as to ensure the audience knows.
That was infuriating for me, because I'm like, man, if you knew how many hours we spent actually writing, you would not be seeing that. I feel like people just use that as a lazy accusation. Now, so many people comment on things on YouTube and TikTok just saying, like, I feel like this was made by AI without any concrete evidence to back it up. It's just a easy out. Next question.
Okay.
All right. Come on. This, tap the screen.
Ooh, tap screen to draw a new name. New question. If I... All right. If I tried to commit the perfect crime, what detail would I absolutely forget?
You would forget to cover your tracks.
That's okay. Too much. What cover? I would. Yeah.
I'm gonna stick with that. You
would forget to cover my tracks.
I feel like
I'd be like, you can't pin this.
I feel
me.
Like once the crime was done, you would panic. You'd be like, no, we need to leave now, and you would get sloppy. A lot of these questions are going to turn into roasts.
I could see,
just
so you know. I could see that.
Why? What detail would I?
Oh, what would you forget? I don't think you would forget. Mm. I think you would draw too much attention to the police. The police would be like, "Well, there was this thing," and you'd be like, "No. That wouldn't work because of this reason." And the cops would be like, "How did you know that?"
I would probably put so much work into covering up and look for validation.
Yeah.
You're like, wow. And it's crazy. The criminal left with absolutely no trace. How there aren't even any footprints on that? That's very impressive.
You would spill. You would be too proud of the crime.
I would be very proud.
And you would share like too much information. And you would need like a Poirot. You would need like a good, offbeat cop to be like,
I would need a Hastings.
How do you know more than you're supposed to?
Next question. I love this one. What movie character do I think I am versus what movie character I actually am?
Jack Black, School of Rock.
You thought of that?
That is who you think you are.
Versus who I really am?
Versus who you think you are.
Versus who I actually am.
Oh, that's a good question. That is a really good question. I would need to think... Okay, hands down, you think you are Jack Black from School of Rock.
Slash Palpatine, but
No, Jack Black. Who are you really? Oof.
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
I already know my answer for you.
Oh, no.
Movie character you think you are? I had two in mind. One of them was, hang on. Oof. Okay. One movie character you think you are is Maverick.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah. The other would be Han Solo.
I'm Han Solo?
No, you think you're Han Solo. Maverick, Han Solo, that's definitely fits a certain type of mold. Versus
gruff smuggler.
Versus a movie character you actually are. Now, I think in only a couple cases this could be classified as a movie character, but I would say who you really are would be Hastings.
Dang it. You think I'm Hastings?
Just always one step behind.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that.
So who would I actually be?
No, like... Man, that's a really... I don't know. I'm going to have to think on that.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of, like... it sounds bad. Not side characters. Because the thing is, you do have strong... you're like the side character that wants to be the main character.
I'm the side character with main character syndrome.
Yeah.
I'll accept that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we'll come back. Keep thinking about it. We'll come back at the end. One, okay. Yeah. I accidentally tapped next question.
Oh, okay. So the question is, if I was found dead at a dinner party, who would be the prime suspect and why?
Oh, it says and why?
And why?
Your sister.
Yeah, I give you that. But why?
Oldest child syndrome.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Also, yeah. Also true. Also the true.
Control.
You.
Me.
Darius. I think Darius, like in a jealous fit of,
yep.
I'm your best friend.
Yeah. You if know. I can't have you.
No one will. That's why I poisoned his wine glass. Okay.
I thought you were going to say.
No, that's the why.
I thought you were going to say, because I said your sister, you were going to say my sister.
No, I think Kayla is.
She would.
She's too nice. She's too nice.
Yeah. Maybe she would orchestrate it, but not do the dirty work.
She plays. I think she plays the villain, but I don't think she is at heart.
Okay. All right. What's the personality trait I defend as a quirk that is actually just a problem?
You have a photographic memory.
That is...
How is that a problem?
Honestly, it's not really a problem, though. Like, no, because you'll bring things up and you're like, no. You said on December 27th, 2019, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, I've never said that in my life. And you're like, yes, I do. No, I have recorded
you definitely did.
In my brain. And you'll be like, well, it does sound like something I would say.
It helps.
It has come in really handy, though. Like, especially writing murder mysteries, you're like, that doesn't work because...
No, because remember, they're upstairs.
You're like, no, that's... No, you're right. Yeah. So, it does... It's not really problematic. It's just you have to learn to work with it, you know?
I get frustrated when I thought everybody's memories operated that way. So I'm like, how do you not remember what I...
I think that's the problem, is you expect everyone to have a memory as good as you do, and that's not... Some of us are goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
Who am I? Who are you? Where am I? That's a good... Okay, what is my personality trait? There's 20 of these. We're only on 6 of 20.
I know, we gotta fly through.
Can we just do 10?
We'll just do 10.
Yeah, I like that. I like
Save the other 10 for a future episode. Like okay, a personality trait that you defend as a quirk.
I'm so sorry, friend. You are learning so much more about us than anyone should.
That is actually just a problem.
It's going to be a long list.
Your need to carry a pocket knife around at all times.
Come on, it's an everyday carry.
You're just coming to my place for a drink and to record a podcast. What are you going to need to cut open?
You never know. Maybe there's a box.
There's
a package.
I'm just saying, do you need it at all?
Maybe you.
Your turn.
All right, question number 7. What's something I think I'm good at, but absolutely am not? Ooh, these are gonna get uncomfortable. Okay.
Something...
So what is something that I am good at, but I am absolutely not?
Ooh, okay. Ooh, absolutely is a...
That's a
wrong word. Okay.
The ultimate frisbee.
Oh! Well, that could go for both of us.
Yeah.
That could go for both of us.
I love your brother's been doing the videos for the
highlight
the
reels
ultimate,
or something.
Yeah. And thus far, we have not gotten one of them.
No.
None of them.
Yeah.
They're like, here's the wasps, and here's the high flyers, and here's... And
our team is nice, ever...
Where's discombobulators, nope. No?
Yep.
No?
If it's not me tearing my ACL while playing ultimate frisbee, or you... I still have the video of you slipping and falling.
Okay, that wasn't my fault. That was a big old puddle. And I had cleats on, so.
Okay, yeah, I'll leave it at that. Yeah, I think that's a good answer.
I think we'll just ultimate frisbee
for both of us. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, next question.
Oh, I like this. Which of us would turn on the other first to get a reduced sentence?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a twist. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which one of us... Okay. Which one would turn on the first? You would turn on me.
Well, I mean, if you're the only option to turn on.
Yep. But to get a reduced sentence, I feel like...
Me.
Yeah, it would
yeah.
be you. I would turn on you.
I would feel you would get a reduced sentence.
The thing is, I think you have a beautiful sense of loyalty, but sometimes it's...
To a fault.
To a fault. It's almost irrational.
Yep.
Where you're like, no, I'm going to defend this man to my dying breath, which is great for the cartel. Like, the cartel would love you. They're like, yes, we want you to go to prison. Mm-hmm. We're going to have you take the fall, and then we'll break you out in like 10 years. Mm-hmm. And you're like, I got you, man.
Yeah. But if you were about to turn, I'd be like, no, fight the power.
And I'll be
stick
like,
with me.
I'll be like, dog, I'm going to get out. Yeah. I'll get a guy. I'll break you out in a year.
Like, no.
Fine.
No.
And in fact, I get you out before the cartel does, but I just got to get out and get, you know, some stuff situated. But in order to do that, I need you to take the fall. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Thanks.
Well, that's interesting to think about.
Yeah.
Hopefully we never end up in that situation
Do. Okay, well, I hope this is not incriminating.
Yeah, I know.
This is going to show They're up in the court exactly records. All right, next question. Who out of the two of us is worse at admitting they're wrong?
You.
You.
I'm not wrong. This would apply to me if I was ever wrong.
But there have been times where I have had to fight you to the mat, and then you're like,
I've been known to say in the past, like, hey, you know, it's a curse being right all the time.
I know. You've said that multiple times.
However,
when the few, and it's been few, it has been few.
However, I feel
the
like.
The thing is, I'm wrong all the time. So I have a problem with litigant. Ooh, we're fighting?
No, we're not fighting. I'm just right and you're wrong. I'm just kidding. You will do everything short of actually saying I am wrong.
Okay.
You will say,
I'll give you that.
Like, at most, it'll be like, okay, could I have handled that better? Maybe.
That's what you would do. But you would never say, like, okay, I was wrong.
All right, you got me there. Could I handle that question better? Perhaps.
That's a good question. Okay.
That is a good one.
Okay. Okay. Last question.
We gotta wrap this up.
Oh, I like this one.
Ooh, good one.
What's the dumbest argument we've ever had that you still defend today?
I don't know. Like a legitimate... Because we've had a lot of dumb arguments. We have had a lot of just silly, foolish. And there are some things that you're still wrong on, but I don't make an issue of it because I know it's not worth it. Do you have an answer to this?
Why would I have thought of...
Well, you did write these.
I didn't write these.
I wrote only two of these. I think.
Okay.
I think I wrote the group chat one.
Okay, yeah. Okay. That seemed oddly specific.
Okay. One.
One? You have multiple?
I have two.
Which technically, okay.
The turkey versus ham.
Oh, the bomb witch.
Because.
Yeah. The thing is, we've had this issue come up multiple times.
Because it was, you know, we would do beach days with groups and I would make sandwiches and, you know, you were a turkey and cheese guy. I was a turkey and cheese guy. It was then randomly at one point you were like, oh, no, I don't like turkey. I like ham. And I was like, now hold on just a minute. I specifically remember you saying you don't like ham, that you prefer turkey over ham. And you wouldn't acquiesce.
No.
I remember that.
Do you know?
I do.
Well, he does have a photographic memory.
Are all those turkey sandwiches you ate, did they mean nothing to you?
No, I do. Like, I didn't realize this was going to devolve into a turkey argument. I like turkey, but I think the ham is a superior, it has more flavor. Turkey is more bland. Like, turkey is bland, and it only has flavor around the things that you give it, like stuffing or pepperoncini or spreads, like whatever you put on the sandwich.
I think the implication
itself has flavor.
I think the implication, I remember who we were with at the time. You were saying, like, oh no, I would never have turkey. No, no, no. I was like, who were we with? Your then girlfriend, now wife. And I was like, is it that she doesn't like turkey? Is that what this is about?
You've turned her against me.
No, you turned her against turkey.
You have done that yourself. Yeah,
now okay. Do you remember
I
any?
Do remember us arguing over that.
Yeah,
multiple times that was, actually. That multiple
was,
times.
That was one of two.
Another argument that we've had. I don't remember. I try to forget my arguments because I'm like,
oh, whatever.
What? No, it's I have a
don't
small.
Don't let it get to me, you know.
No, you know. Hey, Dick Van Dyke recently got interviewed, and in his interview, he
what 109? Oh, he turned 100. Okay, I thought he was 98.
He's old, okay? Yes, and they interview him, and they're like, what's your secret? And he's like, hate. You got to get rid of it. Just like...
It's not hate. I just hate when you're wrong.
You just hate me.
No, the other one was more recent. Was, okay, maybe... this is not a betrayal.
Is it, though?
This is not a betrayal.
Is it, though? I feel betrayed.
It was when... So, Samantha hates tanning sprays.
Yes.
And so if I'm sitting out on the beach, you know, or whatever, you know, I'll just spray a little bit. And she was like, no, I
like
hate
tanning lotion?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was you, me, Samantha, and Jess at an anniversary party recently. And I was like, Dave uses them. And you said, no, I remember you using that.
No, I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to defend it. That I remember us talking about this.
Yeah.
But I thought you meant like spray tan, like the fake spray
tan. No.
And I was like, no, I don't.
No, like tanning lotions.
Tanning lotions. So, yes. No, you got to stay hydrated. You got to stay, especially like the salt water, and then like you got to, okay.
That's what I was.
That was a dumb argument.
That was a very dumb argument.
But you still taught, you still defended.
I remember driving home like,
wait a
Dave second. Has literally shown me, hi, this is the tanning lotion.
Hi, this is
I'm
the
like,
tanning lotion.
Why would he lie?
Well, honestly, it was just lotion. It was just...
Yes.
And you happened to use it for tanning, so...
Yes, of course. Well, I'm so glad we cleared that up here on Let's Get Miserable.
Yeah, other than that, I don't think we've had...
We've had
I know we've had a lot of dumb arguments.
There's been a lot of dumb arguments.
But... Yeah.
Some of which occurred during this episode, probably.
Actually, there were a few.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, that was.
Okay, we'll do the other 10 another time.
I look forward to that. That'll be exciting. I'm more intrigued at seeing what the other 10 questions are.
I know. Okay. I'm looking at the other 10. Oh, yeah. No, those are going to be good.
Those are going to be entertaining.
Can I ask one more?
No, it's our time.
It's just one more. It's just one more.
Okay.
This one is a quick answer, I promise. You ready?
I am ready.
How long...
Can't even get through it.
How long does it take you to get around to watching the reels I send you? Or do you watch them immediately and just think they're not funny?
Okay. I'm really bad. I've become really bad with my reels. Like Instagram, I will go weeks, months without like the little notification, like the little red.
Yeah.
Okay. So first of all, after watching, not The Social Network, there was a documentary about, social media.
Yeah. It came out like during pandemic.
Ooh, it came out, I think like 2020, 21.
Yeah.
And the one dude who was literally an engineer for like Facebook was like, turn it off. Like disconnect. Now, of course he looked like a guy that would tell you to disconnect from the internet. And you're like, I don't know if I really trust you. Cause you look like you've lost your mind.
Yes.
But his whole thing was like, okay, even if you can't disconnect fully from the internet, do what you can to disconnect from the the dopamine social, inducing
I remember they talked a lot about dopamine.
The gambler mentality, the notifications, the reels, and what got me actually was
notice how he's skirting the question, folks, was about just watching
Snapchat
my reels.
Had the whole like, hey, we have, you know, we miss you.
Yes.
This reel has missed you. You haven't seen. And I'm like, no. I know what that is.
Yes.
I know that is a hook. That is a hook. Turned off all the notifications. So now like Instagram's all quiet and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I only check Instagram when I want to.
Yes.
So if you send me a message or something, I doesn't get the notification. So I'll have, dozens of from my siblings, from my mom, from friends, from group chats. There's a couple of group chats I'm in where the one dude obviously doesn't have a job and just sends hundreds of reels, and you're like, I don't know.
Where are you finding the time? Yeah.
And then you're scrolling back and you're like, all right, I saw that one. You know. So I try to prioritize you. I know that sounds bad, but I do prioritize you and my brother. It's probably like 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, no, it's probably the same for me with the ones you sent. And I feel if you like looking at our DM, it'll be like you'll send me like 10, then I'll send you like 10. But I like to with everybody reels they send me, like I save them for toilet time. Truth be told, honestly. And so, I'll watch all of these together. I'll watch all of these together in one sitting, literally. And, but you also caught me earlier. Like you literally asked me, like, oh, so did you see that reel I sent you? I'm like, totally. And like, oh, no,
like
I haven't
toilet
watched it.
Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Why you gotta be so honest?
I'm just being honest.
Call the entire internet out.
So that's what you do,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Because then I'll get, like, out of the ones I send you, it'll be like, no reaction. And then it'll be like 10 reactions at once that I'll get from you.
Yes. So you do have notifications on.
I don't have notifications on. I have, like, they don't pop up on my phone.
They don't,
I'll just see on Instagram, like, the red one or something, and that's, like, whatever.
I do make it a goal of if I watch a reel that somebody sent me, I will respond to it.
Yeah.
Because, like, you took the time to send me a reel, and so, like, I hate it when I send a reel to somebody and they don't respond. They, like, view, they see it, and then they don't.
Oh, I have that turned off. Like, it will never say seen by Sam.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I don't want to be caught, you know?
Yeah, but I always send a heart to be like, hey, I saw this and I thought it was funny. Thank you for sending. Yes. Please keep sending me good content.
Wow. Okay. I think we've learned a lot.
Anyway,
I think we've learned
a
lot.
That was another question. We weren't supposed to ask that question.
Sorry. All right. That one was too good to pass up. And, wow. I think we've learned a lot tonight, folks.
Quite an episode.
Here, let's do our proper send-off. I'll let you.
All right, everybody.
Send us off, Dave.
Thank you for commiserating with us. Please comment and let us know what you thought of this episode, or you can send us an email at ondemandmysteries@gmail.com, letting us know what you think we should review next. Be sure to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on TikTok and Instagram at @mysteriesondemand for bonus content. Remember to check out our Etsy shop, Mysteries on Demand, so you can try out our whodunit party kits. And finally, you can buy us a coffee if you'd like to support or studio remodel at buymeacoffee.com/letscommiserate. So thank you again so much for joining us this evening, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
We'll see you next time, folks. Bye-bye.